The Nike Story.
A long, long time ago in ancient Greece, warriors and athletes worshipped the winged goddess of victory. Her name? Nike.
Nike! Nike!
This statue of her is in the Getty Collection in Los Angeles. Notice anything familiar about those wings? That's right. They resemble a famous company's swoosh logo.
Nike, Nike, over here.
Turn this way.
So, how did this Greek goddess become the name of an American company that sold $46 billion of sports clothing last year? In 1971, Phil Knight and Bill Bowerman, the co-founders of the Blue Ribbon Sports Company, urgently needed a name for their new shoe design. They asked their employees for suggestions, but none were very good.
Okay, we are going to call it Dimension 6.
Phil, that is a terrible name.
But the night before the patent had to be filed for their new shoe design, one employee, Jeff Johnson, had a dream about the goddess Nike.
Huh?
Huh?
Stop! Wait! Let's call the new shoe Nike.
In 1978, Nike became the company name too. Its public face was Phil Knight, a mediocre athlete who had the original business idea as an MBA student at Stanford.
What if I created an American rival to Germany's Adidas?
But the original shoe concepts were all by his old athletics coach, Bill Bowerman.
Bill, you use my waffle iron to cook a shoe?
Bill Bowerman was also the man who wrote Jogging, a best-selling book that introduced Americans to the idea of street running for exercise in the late 1960s. At the time, nobody went jogging.
Why is that man running? Do you think he's fleeing the scene of a crime?
I don't know. Either way, it's weird. Let's arrest him just to be sure.
However, the real hero of the early years was Jeff Johnson, an old-fashioned salesman who traveled to high schools all over the USA, talking to coaches and athletes. He kept a record of every client's shoe size, favorite running distance, and much more, sending them birthday cards and encouragement before races. Many became Nike evangelists. As for the Nike swoosh, that was the idea of a graphic design student, Carolyn Davidson. Phil Knight paid her just $35 for the now iconic logo.
At the time, I didn't like the design of the logo. Hey, what do I know?
After their success with runners, Nike began targeting sports such as tennis and basketball. To do this, they recruited ambassadors such as tennis legend John McEnroe.
They designed a pair of shoes specifically for me. They're called the Mac Attack.
But their biggest coup was signing the young basketball prodigy, Michael Jordan, by offering him an incredible deal.
Mike, we'll pay you $500,000 a year, plus half of all the profits of your own brand of shoes, the Air Jordan.
Air Jordans famously contravened the rules of the NBA because they weren't white. So every time Jordan played in them, he was fined $5,000. But did Nike mind paying?
Hell no! The publicity is priceless!
Air Jordans are a commercial phenomenon, to date making Michael Jordan over $1.3 billion. But the phenomenon had a dark side. They became so desirable that in 1989, a US teenager was murdered for his pair of Air Jordans. America was shocked, and Nike was seen as responsible.
Sports Illustrated magazine says,
"The shoe companies have played a direct role in this. With their million-dollar advertising campaigns, they are creating status from thin air to feed those who are starving for self-esteem."
Nike's reputation suffered further in 1996 when Life magazine revealed the company employed children in Pakistani factories to make its shoes and clothing. Nike was not alone in doing this, but its success made it the focus of demonstrations in many cities. Phil Knight promised to guarantee proper labour practices.
Say no to Nike! Say no to Nike! Just don't do it!
In 2011, however, journalists revealed that 10,000 Indonesian workers were being paid just 0.48 euros an hour to produce shoes for Converse, which is owned by Nike.
So if I work for 270 hours, I can buy a pair of Air Jordans.
The next year, one of Nike's principal ambassadors, Lance Armstrong, was stripped of all his Tour de France titles in a doping scandal. None of these scandals have harmed Nike's profits, however, which have doubled in the past decade to $46 billion.
Just do it, guys!
The end.